Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by today and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast, I want to start out with a beautiful song by Phil Wickham, Battle Belongs. Belongs to the Lord. Amen, right? It's so true. So many times when we're going through seasons in our life, you know, whatever they may be, you know, whether we're having struggles financially, whether we're praying for loved ones, whether we're needing a breakthrough, you know, in an area, sometimes we forget, you know, to give those battles to the Lord and to let that stress go. Sounds easy, right? It's not, though. I know many of us, including myself, you know, I say, okay, I give it to you, God. I give it to you. And then, you know, rest in peace for a few days. And sometimes I may try to take things into my own hands and settle it, you know, in a way that I think it should go. To speed it up quicker, I guess. You know, we don't want to wait. We want things to come to us quickly. We don't like to be uncomfortable, you know? And I was thinking about that this week as I got to speak to a few friends. I don't always get to speak to you by phone. Sometimes it's just by voice message. And I appreciate all the messages, even if they're voice messages. And it brought me back to some things that, you know, I've been working on myself for quite a long time through this healing journey. And I can see where God's teaching me to be more patient. And maybe you can see that in your life too, even though, you know, you don't want to be patient at the time like I don't sometimes. There was a situation at hand, and you know, it upset me just a little bit, and I was wondering, you know, how to handle it. Well, I just knew the way I wanted to handle it, you know, but the way I wanted to handle it, I could feel some anger like bubbling up in there, you know. And I was like, okay, you know, I prayed about this, you know, for like a few days and then a week. And then the opportunity came where I could settle the situation. I'd prayed about it, asked God to show me how to handle this particular situation. And he did. And it came out peaceful, to my surprise. I think so many times when we're so used to handling things in the patterns that we've grown accustomed to, that we don't stop to wait and give that battle to the Lord like He wants us to do, you know? And, you know, it brings me back to, it makes me think of 2 Chronicles, where Jehoshaphat was going against this mighty army. And some of you may know the story, some of you may not. And at daybreak, they were going to fight this mighty army, and, you know, they just knew they were going to be slaughtered, you know. And God said, pray, wait, pray, you know, and they did. And He said, okay, when it comes time, you go up to that hill to fight that army, and you just praise me. You just start worshiping. Sounds like an easy thing, right? But when I was thinking about this story, and I've read it many times, they truly had to give that physical battle to the Lord. I could not imagine going against the vast army that they were going against physically. That took a lot of faith, a lot of courage. And they went up to fight that battle, and they started praising like God asked them to. And the other people ran. And it just reminded me of so many times in my life where I feel like I'm up against a battle and I think, okay, here we go again. You know, I thought, Lord, I've worked through this. You know, I don't want to deal with this no more. You know, whatever that may be, you know, whatever the situation may be. What he's wanting to do is he's wanting us to trust him. He's wanting us to, you know, let him work in our lives. And really surrendering to him and coming to him in every circumstance. Whatever the circumstance may be, whether it be, you know, our health, maybe our children, maybe a financial situation, whatever it is you may be going through, he wants you to come to him and give it to him. He wants to comfort you. He wants to give you the right way to handle it and to grow out of those patterns that you're accustomed to dealing with problems with. And I think that's so many times just another layer of that healing process that God's trying to pull off of us. You know, we're like an onion and each layer comes off. Sometimes it's slow. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's slow for me. And that when we really, really surrender to letting God work those things out the way that he thinks they should be worked out, they work out so much better. And then we realize, oh, I did it. I made another step forward. You know, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Thank the Lord. And, you know, I don't know if you've went through issues like that in your life. If you have, just surrender to that process that God is taking you through. And I promise if you do and you wait on him, he's going to show you things in a whole different light. He'll give you new eyes to see a situation and new ears to hear things even differently. And you'll see what he's trying to say specifically to you. And it always reminds me too of that one scripture in John. John 16 and 33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you may have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And he so has. And he wants to help us through every aspect of our life if we just learn to give it to him. And in closing, before I close, I wanted to share the Jesus is calling with you today. It sums it up so beautifully. It says, you need me every moment. Your awareness of your constant need for me is your greatest strength. Your neediness, properly handled, is a link to my presence. However, there are pitfalls that you must be on guard against. Self-pity, self-preoccupation, and giving up. So true, right? Your inadequacy presents you with a continual choice. Deep dependence on me or despair. The emptiness you feel within will be filled either with problems or with my presence. Make me your central. Make me central in your conscience by praying continually. Simply short prayers flowing out of the present moment. Amen, right? Use my name liberally to remind you of my presence. Keep on asking, and you will receive so that your gladness may be full and complete. Let me read that again. Keep on asking, and you will receive so that your gladness may be full and complete. Amen. So true, right? If we just keep our mind on Him, we keep our focus on God. That's where that peace that passes all understanding will come. Even through some of the most toughest situations. Sometimes we have to do it afraid. Sometimes we have to do it when, you know, we don't even want to do the right thing. You know, but if we do things God's way and we continue to walk through that process of trusting His way is the best way, it comes out so much better. And then as we begin to continue on our journey in life, it just starts to become so much sweeter as we lean on Him. So I just wanted to stop by today and offer you those few words of encouragement. But before I end, I wanted to say a prayer with you. Heavenly Father, I just come to you today and I uplift those out there who may be listening. Lord, I ask that you would strengthen them through their struggles. You would give them wisdom and knowledge on their journey in life. Lord, you would give them that peace that passes all understanding, that you're taking care of them in this moment. In every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I wanted to end with another beautiful song by Phil Wilcomb. This is Our God.
Breath away. Faith so weak that we could.
Amen. This is our God. And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless and have a beautiful day.